This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. This is the sound of one of America's top musical acts, Dave Matthews, singing to 100,000 people in Central Park last year. And here's Dave Matthews singing to a couple of hundred people in a nightclub in Dakar, Senegal, a few months ago. When Matthews traveled to West Africa, it was with his pal Trey Anastasio of the band Fish. In Senegal, they met up with local musicians, Orchestra Baobab, a band popular in the 60s and 70s. 3 years ago, the group made a comeback, and Trey and Dave went to Senegal to accompany them in their first concert in Dakar in 15 years. The whole trip was captured for a VH1 documentary, Trey and Dave Go to Africa. It airs tomorrow. Our TV critic Andrew Wallenstein of The Hollywood Reporter has this review.
It has become the rock and roll version of the midlife crisis. Instead of buying a fancy convertible like everyone else, legendary artists book a trip to Africa and collaborate with native musicians. It has transformed the sound of a growing list of aging white singers, including Sting, Paul Simon, Peter Gabriel, and David Byrne. Dave Matthews and Trey Anastasio are the latest artists to dip their toes into the world music scene. A compelling VH1 documentary of their pilgrimage to Senegal and their collaboration with the band Orchestra Baobab helps reclaim their experience from becoming another rock cliché. They may be superstars in their own country, but Dave and Trey treated their time with Orchestra Baobab as humble students. With just a week to prepare for their concert together in the band's hometown of Dakar, the visitors were as nervous as if it were their first concert. It is refreshing to see that even some of the biggest names in the business were capable of checking their egos at the airport.
We're going to play with kings of their game in their kingdom and want to do a righteous job.
Their trip wasn't just about rehearsing. Dave and Trey took in the sights of Senegal with Orchestra Baobab as their personal tour guides, providing the documentary with some of its most powerful moments. Their visit to the 18th century prisons where slaves suffered inhumane conditions gives the Americans a sobering history lesson.
20 million slaves went through that door, and you don't even really hear about it that much. It's so far beyond comprehension that it's hard to even talk about it.
The documentary is most moving when we see the quick and easy friendship Dave and Trey develop with Orchestra Baobab despite significant language and cultural barriers. Music, of course, provided more than ample common ground. In one scene, Dave strums a simple melody on his guitar, and within seconds, the members of Orchestra Baobab have improvised an entire rhythm section which transforms the song. The music they make together is simply astonishing. If anything, the documentary should encourage more cultural exchanges of this kind. There's more than a few performers who could find inspiration overseas, and maybe even vice versa. How about shooting an Orchestra Baobab special here in the U.S.? Hopefully we haven't seen the last of them on VH1.
That's Day to Day's TV critic Andrew Wallenstein.